Carolyn Cruz, this is Dirk Bentley. How are you doing?
Dirks, we have missed you.
I missed you guys. So excited that Pete Austin on the schedule this year and getting a chance to come back. So
June 24th, the Xfinity Center. You know, one of the many reasons Boston loves you, I think, Dirks, is because you're a hockey guy.
Yeah, I do like hockey. It's a good time for hockey right now. My team's out.
Oh, we feel that.
But it doesn't mean you can't still be watching the Stanley Cup playoffs. There's a lot of great hockey happening right now. So, yeah, we've got some big changes up there. Yeah.
Oh, don't get me started. I got to know, how in the heck did you get the Stanley Cup at your house?
Yeah, me too. How'd that happen? It's like a dream. I can't believe that was actually real. I came up, someone had said, hey, the cup's in town and they want to bring it by your house. And I was like, yeah, I'll believe it when I see it. And I came back from picking my son Knox up from school and walked to the house. And there was the guy with the white gloves on and the cup was sitting on my kitchen table. And yeah, we got a chance to spend about half an hour with it. And it was really cool.
So cool. But you know what's even cooler? Your show last year at Xfinity was canceled, but it worked out because now we've got you as our headliner of our 28th annual Country 102.5 Country Music Festival at Xfinity in just a couple weeks.
Yes, that's so awesome. It's one of my favorite places to play all summer long. I mean, just Boston, the vibe, that particular venue, just the seating is a little more straight up and down, so you can just see everyone so clearly. That's one of my favorite venues to play of the whole summer. So I love being there with you guys. I appreciate you letting me host trusting me to be the headliner of your event.
Yay.
I can't wait.
Those who've never seen Dirks in concert, he gets way out into the crowd. So if you think you've got bad seats, at some point he's going to get closer to you.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I always try to break that fourth wall between us and the audience. And a lot of times that's just through the music, through grabbing a fan and shotgunning a beer, or maybe running out there to the crowd. I don't know. But yeah, I want to be, especially after the last couple of years, just being in touch with our fans. I'm hosting the CMA Fest.
Oh, right. With Elle King.
Coming up here pretty soon. And that's just another chance to hear Nashville. Just the physical contact with your fans. It's something that's unique to country music and the fun part of our summer.
And we like the friends that you're bringing. Ashley McBride and Travis Denning.
Yeah, so fun. Ashley McBride, I'm having the best time with her. Her show is so good. She's such a great singer and such a great presence on stage. Her band has a lot of energy. It's kind of a little bit of a rock vibe with her kind of leading the country part of it. And then Travis Denning's a really fun guy to be around. Loves 90s country. Having a blast with him on the road. We did an ice bath together our first weekend
torture.
Out.
Torture. Torture.
I beat him up pretty good, yeah. He couldn't even go down in the trash can.
I saw it on your Instagram. Crazy.
He's game for anything. He's so fun.
I'm sorry, but if my boss asked me to jump into a trash barrel filled with ice, no way. I'm out of here. You know?
No, he's a good sport. And we also have this guy named DJ Adams been with us the last 5 years in the road. And he's so great because in between shows, he's just spinning, doing his whole thing, the DJ thing on the stage. And it just keeps the party. I mean, it just keeps it rocking. It's so fun out there.
Well, we cannot wait to see you all in just a couple of weeks. June 24th, Xfinity Center, LiveNation.com to grab those tickets. And quick game before you go, Dirks. I'm going to call it, What Was Dirks Thinking? Are you ready?
Okay, I like it.
What were you thinking? This one's deep. When you wrote, what was I thinking?
I was thinking about that little white tank top, of course.
Of course you were.
I was thinking I need a hit. I was thinking about trying to write a hit song, so I was thinking.
That'll do it.
Yeah.
And what were you thinking as a kid that you would do or you would be when you grew up?
Oh, that's a great question. I fell in love with music really at a young age, like 13. I got my first electric guitar and was listening to all kinds of music. And then 17, I really fell in love with country music specifically. But I had a go-kart as a kid. I saved up for all summer and bought a go-kart, and I drove that thing everywhere. So race car driver wasn't too far out of my thoughts. But
I can totally see that. I mean, you're a bit of a daredevil.
At age 7, I actually wrote something. It's in the Hall of Fame right now. I wrote this piece of paper. And I was like, yeah, I'm going to grow up and be a famous singer and sing all over the country. And it kind of came true. So I guess I've always planned on doing this.
So that it's true what they say. If you manifest it, if you actually write things down on paper, that's a thing.
Big believer in manifesting. Exactly. I've manifested a lot of my manifestations come through just passwords on my computer. You know, if there's something I really want, I'll make it the password.
Oh, really? Yes.
Yeah. Like I wanted to play the Grand Ole Opry. And I knew if I played the Opry that a lot of other things would have had to come true, like getting a record deal and a publishing deal. So I made the Opry my goal. And the GM of the Opry at the time was a guy named Pete Fisher. So my password was Pete Fisher on all my devices.
My
just so I had to constantly be thinking about the Opry. So I'm a big believer in manifestation for sure.
All right. What were you thinking when you took up like extreme mountain biking that you do? Weren't you a little worried?
Yeah. During COVID, I kind of put the guitar in the closet and got really into biking and just, you know, being on a bike makes you feel like you're 7 years old again. It's so fun. And there's a lot of guys that I've rode with out in Colorado are making me look like a grandpa. I mean, they're just shredded both uphill and downhill. But I still ride pretty much once a day, some form of a bike, mountain bike, road bike, gravel bike. Biking my kids to school, cruiser down to go watch a show at the Ryman or something. So I just love being on a bike. It's fun.
Will we see you in the parking lot at the Xfinity Center riding around? Possibly.
I have bikes on the road. I might go for a ride. Yeah, I try to find some gravel somewhere, go explore a little bit. I remember one time I won't be riding into Boston. That's a pretty far.
Yes, I know. I talked to you a while ago, and you were saying how awful it was driving around Boston when you were trying to see your wife in the marathon.
Oh my gosh! Yeah, I'm never telling you about that. Yeah, Google Maps does not like Boston.
No.
That's for sure.
So
know,
don't
funny
do that.
My wife was with me one time up there, and I came back from the bus from catering, and I looked out. I probably told her the story. And her suitcase is outside the bus with a handle up on it. And I go, what are you doing? She's like, I'm going to walk into Boston.
Oh, yes.
And go to our hotel room. I'm like, yeah, it's like 45 minutes away. I got to take this old 77 CJ I have. That car is too old to even make it to Boston. I take the CJ to our enterprise rental car company, rent a proper car to drive into Boston. That's how far away it is from Xfinity Center. But definitely some good bike riding around there.
Do
sure.
you still have the Jeep that you one time called G because it wasn't
CJ7.
A whole Jeep?
I call it a tractor. Yeah, I still got the CJ7. Yeah, 77 CJ.
Wow.
And it's parked out Luke Bryan's farm right now. There's an airport down there that I can fly into, and I take the Jeep over to his place and go fishing.
I guess it's good to have friends in fishy places. Yeah, I actually saw a picture of you
adventure.
Fishing the other day with Chase Beckham, was it?
Yeah, Chase Beckham, yeah.
Yeah, that's cool. All right, one more. What were you thinking, Dierks Bentley, about eating when you come to Boston?
Oh, gosh. Well,
what's a favorite thing you like?
We got some pretty good, these days, got some pretty good catering on the road. If you want to bring me some great Boston seafood or something, that'd be incredible.
Are you
that.
A lobster roll kind of guy? Or?
I know you got, there's that restaurant right there, big lobster restaurant. I can't do the name of it, but I love a lobster roll. That'd
all
be
right.
great. Maybe our catering team will do something like that. They try to keep it kind of specific to where we are, but that'd be great.
Awesome. Well, we will see
you
in 2 weeks, Dierks Bentley. I'm so happy you're going to be the headliner this year. Everyone loves you here in Boston. So
thank you. So good to catch up with you. Can't wait to get back up there. It's going to be awesome.
Yay. See you soon, Dierks.
All right, see you, Carolyn Cruz. Appreciate it.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.